response. Yeah, I had the wrong number. Do you play electric guitar?
Yeah, sure.
Do you like Hype magazine?
See, no, don't believe the hype.
Yeah, that's right. Hip is hype, right?
That's right.
H-I-P was H-Y-P originally.
That's right.
And then that came from Hippocrates. Hippocrates. Or hypocritical. You get that?
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
And then
with twice as much
personality came from persona, which was the term that the Greeks used for the mask they wore when they were on theater.
This is true. Sort of grade 13 English. That's right.
Yeah, yeah. Who told you that?
Some students.
My grade 13
twice as
and their
name?
His name? We name? What was the teacher's name?
The teacher's name? My grade 13?
Yeah. Who taught you that?
Well, you know what? When I was 15, I thought I would be dead by the time I was 18.
Yeah, because 18 was running the show. That's the Atlantean consciousness is 18 and 22.
Right.
That's true.
Yeah. So when you got past the Atlantean... Yeah, I think you're helping to achieve. This is what's so magical about this show. We have callers.
Is that, hey, Bob, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Is that why, I have to now drive?
You gain enough speed.
Mike, you blotted out the guy's questions. Mike is getting rude. Stay with it, Andrew. Do it again.
I just wondered if that's why I now have to drive to California.
What, because...
the difference between the Atlantic and the Pacific thing.
Yeah, 14. What's your license plate number?
You're getting into the numerous thing, right?
Yeah, okay, I'm sorry. Listen, what is your favorite form of information?
Favorite form?
Yeah.
It's visual.
Do you mean by the photograph or alphabet?
No, not the alphabet. More the photograph than the alphabet.
Do you wear glasses?
No.
That's strange. You have a preference for photograph and visual, and you don't wear glasses.
That is true. What are you getting at, Bob?
You stumped me. You've stumped me, number 14. I think that's our homage on August
22nd. This is
the first time Bob's been stumped.
The man on the megaphone in the pond saying, number 14, your time is up.
Yeah, did you ever notice in The Last Waltz, you know, the Bob Dylan's the movie with the band?
No, I never saw that.
When you see it, near the end. No, really.
I like that.
When you see it.
You know,
they flash number 82. This is important.
But if you say when I see it, does that mean that if I do my best not to see it, that I'll probably live forever?
Yes. Dylan said in his Rolling Stone interview in 1978, when you get up in the morning and cut your fingernails, you're dead. You die. That's a Gnostic view. Don't interact with matter or any extensions of matter.
As often as you
wish. So if you don't use your eyes, you'll live forever.
If I don't use my eyes, I'll live forever. But didn't I start this by telling you that I was immortal?
You are in charge.
Immortal?
Immortal.
Yeah, so we've come not even full circle.
$360 a week, Bob.
Yeah, okay, if you start off saying you're immortal, and then I'm pleading with you to not see so you can stay immortal, I've been stumped again, I've become redundant.
That's two times.
This shows the power of 14 that they can stump Bob. It's never happened, but it happened on the 22nd.
True.
Because 22nd is weakening.
Every week.
Andrew, you did it. Well, what's in the word Andy?
Pardon?
Andy, Mike. Let's look at this guy's name, Andrew. Andy. Andy Dean.
You get
if you take Andy and switch around, you get D E A N D Y A N S Dean. Yeah, I think this is the Dean element coming out here.
That's a lame anagram, Bob. It doesn't mean anything.
Well, I'm weakening. I'm getting beat bad, Mike. Let's cut this number 14 off. I'm losing rapidly, Mike. Okay.
For dictation.
Cut him off, Mike.
Cut me off.
Cut you off, baby.
You're gone, baby.
Yeah. You're making me look awful.
All right, I'm not sleeping.
You'll never sleep again.
That's the one power you've got, Bob.
Yep.
You can stump me, you know, I can stump you all you like.
On the content level, but I got you on the formal level. I got you on the environment.
It's true, and you know what? You know what the difference between being awake and being asleep? It's the eyes. You were talking about the eyes.
Yeah, that's it. Well, the eye is the only sense that is isolated from the other senses.
That's right.
Yeah.
So by keeping me awake, you've got that under control.
Yeah, because you'll remain isolated.
That's right.
I'm sorry, Andrew, it had to happen to you, but you're the Bardo transmission figure as we move into 14 consciousness.
Great, thanks for nothing, pal.
Mitraya.
Good night.
Maitreya, Mitraya. I'm trying, we try ya. Me try ya? Let's hear from that Lord Maitreya Meyer, you know, the listener, the one who likes Benjamin Cream.
It is.
Did you cut Andrew off? Or is that his tape? Oh, Mike, I almost feel tired. You know?
You look tired.
No,
tonight.
I don't. I don't look tired.
No, you've been stretching a few, a few moments.
We've been working tonight.
Well, it's about 1:45.
Oh, we got to go more.
We'll start wrapping things up, I think. And
Mike, did you want to say anything? You haven't anything to say all night.
I made a few comments about media ecology and about television and about David Lynch. So I said a little more than I usually have.
Anything about Bob Mackowitz we should talk about?
I think, again, that's a personal matter. You know it's not going to lead to anything. I think once we're turned down by this organization,
then we can talk about them.
Yeah, it's very much like in my current relationship with certain organizations that we're not allowed to talk about in the organizations in the city.
Which we
got our wrist slapped for that prior to this. So we'll just, I don't know what. Well, there is another phone call.
Okay, take a call. We need the energy.
We've got 15 minutes left in the Church of the Subgenius.
Bob's aging like
2 hours condensed into 10 minutes. My name is Michael Dyer, and with me is,
Dorian
of course,
Gray.
J.R. Bob Gray.
Gray, right in front of Mike, out of the intense effect of August 22nd.
So we'll go right to this next call. Hi, CKLM.
Yeah, Bob.
Efficient Kai. Okay, go ahead. Right into it.
Bob.
Yeah.
You're fantastic, baby.
Baby?
You're fantastic. yeah, this is the Maitreya guy.
Oh, great, you heard us.
No, well, I was on hold for about whole call.
No wonder I'm fantastic. I predicted you, didn't I?
You predicted
this is not scripted.
You know,
the guy does Life Rattle, Arnie, you know his name, Arnie? Arnie Yakman, is it?
Yeah.
Okay, he thinks the show is scripted. I told him it isn't, but this kind of stuff appears scripted, but it wasn't. You'll testify to it even though you're anonymous.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, Maitreya is the topic you bring up. I wanted to talk to you. You were on hold. I didn't know that.
Yeah, and as soon as you said it, I got cut off, so I called back.
Fantastic. I'm sure you'll have a topic to get us through the next 10 minutes.
No, well, you were just saying that... I called earlier and played that those sounds.
Yeah, very good sounds. Which the last sound session?
The
last
one?
Yeah. Not the water one.
And then I was asking about the Second Coming cushion.
Yeah, you did say cushion.
Yeah,
and,
but my tape was going, so I didn't have the radio on, so I didn't hear you responding.
Right, what were the sounds that you used on that tape?
We were just walking down the street making noises with our mouths.
Oh, yeah, right. The chant.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
We were just jamming.
Mike's picking his nose. It's disgusting that it is. Zero.
Yeah, Mike has that reaction to me.
Go ahead.
No, you were just saying that you don't know what truth is, and that's what Krishnamurti says, that as long as there's an I, truth is not.
That's right. Do you follow Krishnamurti?
I just read some of his stuff.
I think he was the first brave subgenius philosopher.
He was the last hero.
Yeah,
as the male model role playing goes.
Of left hemisphere asking the question why. And he was the last philosopher, right?
Yeah, he was the last one. He said there is nobody to follow, and so. And then he hung up.
Yeah,
that was it.
Yeah, and he said, and he had a worldwide audience, and he said, I don't believe in anything. He was in the East-West Journal about a year before he died. He died the same week as Herbert W. Armstrong, and very close to L. Ron Hubbard. They all died together in early 86.
Mm-hmm.
And the cover story in, I think it was East-West Journal, you know, the New Age magazine, had a picture of him, and he said, I don't believe in anything. And that's a man who dealt with people's beliefs all his life.
Yeah,
you know, that was his gig, was to to clarify people's belief systems, right?
Yeah.
And you know, that's concept. You know what comes? Who comes after Krishnamurti? You can guess.
The Gap.
That's right, the man, the Mr. Gap. You know who that philosopher was?
Mr. Gap, no.
Yeah, McLuhan.
Yeah.
He wrote an editorial for a dental journal. And the title was The Gap is Where It's At.
Is that right?
Yeah, for a different journal. But Mr. Gap is McLuhan, and he went beyond concept to percept. He knew that media were our new lungs, our new organisms. In other words, media technology themselves were parts of the animal organism. So we're growing stuff. You know, there are astrologers running around doing readings, telling you your past life when you were half fish and half horse, or half human and half tree. You know, this is the latest in the new dimensions world. Or, you know,
the Hindu astrologer was talking about.
Yeah, Andrew Blair. Yeah, Andrew Blair.
Yeah,
you were.
Yeah.
Oh, do you read
that? His trip back.
Yeah. Okay, these guys are still embedded in nature, right? Using nature images. And they're telling you when you were half horse and half tree. Well, what about when I was television, or when I was radio, or when I was movie? That happened in the 20th century. Give me some past live readings on that.
Yeah.
Right? Which is what I do. That's why I'm the greatest psychic. It's unbelievable that you young ones can hear the greatest. I mean, this is Second Coming cushion. I must be the Second Coming cushion.
Do you remember you saying that?
When? Oh, many shows ago, I think I did.
You were talking to Dave about...
Yeah, I did say that. Thank you. Yeah. I mean, this is what I like. This is called creative activity. You're quoting me from previous statements, therefore taking me serious, creating some conceptual and perceptual continuity.
Good, there you go.
This is your subgenius.
Fantastic.
You love saying that. This will be on tape. This is going all over the satellite environment later. Bob Mackowitz is going to make this big.
Well, Bob, I don't think that other... Well, you're not a man in that sense, but men don't, you know, express, you know, appreciation is enough, and you know, you're sent
I express the joy of the right and left hemisphere, male and female aspects, and more.
Yes.
You know, the animal, the instinct, the rat, the snake, the lion, and the automobile. You ever look in the back of One Size Fits All, Frank Zappa's album?
I don't know.
Okay, One Size Fits All. Look on the back cover is a picture of the skies, you know, the universe, the astronomy world. And he has the traditional mappings among the stars of shapes of animals, you know?
Yeah.
But he imposes more prehistoric animals, and he puts cars and mechanical gadgets on it.
Right.
That's a more accurate percept of what we're
talking
about.
That's the ugliness of art.
Yeah, that's Bob as a little kid, right?
But
a little female girl. A female girl. But you got to distinguish that because we're all girls under just kind of right hemisphere feminine conditions of the right hemisphere electric environment. So you have to say a female girl rather than a male girl, right?
Yeah.
Like I express the femaleness of male girls.
The femaleness of tomboys.
Yes. Hey, thank you. Tombobs.
Tombobs.
Kent, do you want input here, Kent?
No, I'm not okay. Scared to
hang that. Just call or Kent him in. He never comes in, but he...
Yeah,
no, Bruce doesn't want to say anything.
I don't know, but that all relates... I was just thinking about the ugliness of art and how Captain Beefheart is so hard for a lot of people to listen to because it's got that ugly quality. And he also mentions a lot in his little a cappella songs on Trout Mask. He mentions little girls. Little girls.
That's right. Yeah, yeah.
Baby girl.
See, you're the one who did... Did you notice... Did you hear our show on July 11th when we had the Zappa guy here? And we started off with your opening message, and I got them to rewind it several times because I wanted them to hear your quoting Troutmaster Replica. Well, what's it going? The blimp. It's a blimp?
Oh, the blimp.
Yeah, what was your opening quote? You
what
said... look, Ma, it's a blimp. No. It's
the mother shield. The mother shield.
Yeah, yeah. So you...
Oh, no. It was... Master, it had to be recorded through a file here. That's have a file out of
Yeah. You see, I guess I thought it was that because they have similar tones, those two phrases.
Yeah.
No, that I fell in love with you temporarily and just for a short time because I had to go back home to Connie and deal with the other levels in the solo government. But I fell in love with you and made a point of Kent replaying it because that's one of my favorite things. You know, Alan Watts, a follower of Krishnamurti, used to talk about LSD was like looking at reality through a fly's eye.
Yeah,
you see, you know, those little kaleidoscope things that Ray has.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Ray has the old sky, you know, that's looking at the flies. You know, they see fragmented kaleidoscopic images, right? Holograph, almost like a fragmented holograph. That's the psychedelic visual extension of the movie medium, which is visual and kinetic. But we're tactile, and that's what you're telling me. I express the tactile nature of maleness. You know what I mean? We've never had males express that before.
Yeah.
You know, the fantastique, that innocent pleasure of the most intimate conversation.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The most intimate exchange of
the intimacy. Stuff that doesn't usually get transmitted.
Yeah, no one can do it.
Stuff that's usually in the gaps.
Yeah, but that's right.
Great stuff.
We are hearing the gap via Bob, and Tom knows that. That's why he says I'm the worst and greatest artist alive today. I can express the gap. This is incredible. Thanks. You really helped me understand myself.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. But I guess Ray prophesied you're going commercial this year. You're going to go...
That's right. Kay did that, didn't he?
Yeah.
Kay, Ray did
Ray.
That. When he was reading one of the Rays, he did that, didn't he?
Yeah.
Man, do you listen to the tapes at least twice?
Usually.
Three times. Don't you find they get richer and thicker and that there's a continuity?
Well, I find that I commit them almost to memory, and people think I'm not.
Well, I'll tell you some interesting accidental things, is that someone left a message, I think it was Jerry, talking about the Mondo 2000 music editor, who was a personal friend of Mary McLuhan, okay? That was played last show. Our Tai Chi theme song at the end, our rock and roll, was all about Mary. But I had planned that beforehand, but I didn't know that this would relate. You know, I didn't think of that until later, but when I hear the archives, it fits. The echoes in each show are phenomenal. Mike's getting...
There's a couple of other callers that's getting...
Okay, well, I should go then.
Okay.
Okay, thanks for responding.
Okay.
Thanks for your input.
Thank you.
Speak. Night. Okay, so I think we may have lost one caller. Hello? Oh, you're still there.
Oh, Tom, we heard from a female girl, right?
Someone there?
Hello.
Hi.
I think sound like they're asleep.
Hello.
You're on.
Oh, you're going to play a song for
us. Pat Garrett and Billy the Kid. More.
I would recommend them to anyone.
Well, did you put that dog voice in there? The howling wolf sound? If they did, that was excellent. Who put the howling wolf in?
That's called feedback, Bob.
No, just everyone.
That must have been them.
Oh, that was beautiful, the howling wolf. Beautiful.
Okay, got another call. Hello? Okay.
Bob.
Tom, what do you think of the show? This is the first time you've heard a whole show, I bet.
This is the first time I've heard a whole show.
What do you think, eh? Isn't it awesome?
I've been on vacation working hard.
You think this is awesome?
Well, it's excellent.
Thank you. There's no doubt
that you're doing an awesome job here. And I'm about to submerge and disappear for a few months and continue to go back on assignment for you.
Yes.
Traveling around the world.
Which you can do.
But before I go, what I just wanted to say, since it's the 22nd, is that we reached a real milestone. And I don't know whether or not we hopefully will be able to get you on a satellite network worldwide so people can start calling in from around the world and can hear you around the world. I imagine that's the last and best hope for all humanity in order to shake them out of their present mindset.
That's right.
And
Tom, did you hear the previous caller talking about I Express the Gap? That's never been done before.
Yes.
That was amazing. I thought of you as he said that. I said, I hope you're hearing that because you would understand that.
Yeah.
I'm expressing the emotion of the gap that goes on when people stutter and they pay attention.
That's right.
Right. Yeah, that's amazing what that caller evoked.
Yeah. Well, you're able to turn the discarnate into the holographic.
Yeah. Audiograph.
And audiographic as well.
It includes all senses.
That's
true. Yeah, you're right.
But there's a tremendous amount out there for people to study. And there's a lot of new things that they can get into. And I urge them to continue and to come on your show and to continue to ask you about the events going on around them that's affecting them, their lives, and yet they're not aware of it. Of course, humor is great. I heard a great comedian the other day. He was talking about how for his birthday he got a humidifier and a dehumidifier. And he thought he'd just put them all in one room and let them fight it out. Then he tried to get a job working for a fire hydrant manufacturer, but he couldn't find a place to park. And then he went and got a job working as a proofreader for a skywriting company. And I thought that was a tremendous move from the left hemisphere to the right hemisphere tactile nature.
Well, you're talking about submerging. How about getting a job as a deckhand on a submarine?
That's right.
Or go down to the train station and pretend you're leaving and get paid for it.
Anyway, listen, I'll let you go. Thanks to CKLN. And you keep up the good work, and I'll touch base with you probably near the end of the year, sometime or maybe in October or November, and report further. But I'm going down to, I'm going on assignment to Iraq.
And Iraq? Rock and roll.
Iraq. Iraq? And who's sane?
Yeah, who's sane?
Who is sane?
When I rock, who's sane?
When I rock, who's sane? And I'll get back to you. I've got my passport, my dummy passport that says I'm Dan Rather, Jr. So I'll be able to travel all through the Middle East. No one will bother me.
You'll have media immunity. It's not a diplomatic immunity. It's media immunity.
That's right.
You just tell them you're working for Bob Dobbs, Church of Some Genius radio broadcast, right?
They'll
let you interview anybody.
Well, that's what I always do.
That's why those famous Bedouin carry stereos and electronic equipment on their camels. They want to look like they're working in an electronic environment and it's not subject to tribal warfare.
That's it.
Thank you.
Good night, Bob.
Good night.
Bye, Tom.
Good night.
Okay, well, there's 2 minutes left. There is one more call. We do have your music to play as well. So
what time is it?
It's 3 minutes.
Okay, this caller, if it's Dublin, he gets 1 minute. Well, 2 minutes.
Okay.
Might be Dublin.
Hello, CKLN. Oh.
They want more.
Easy choice, then.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you think they felt bad? Oh, that means they want to get into a big topic, right?
You can call them there. They're phoning again. Let's call it my mic.
No, let's just hear what it is.
All right.
Doubled. I don't like to be left out, you know.
Hello, CKLM.
Hi, the dead people are watching you on TV tonight.
Simple statement. Do you want to elaborate on that?
No, just go to the Iraq Hussein.
Iraq. You know our pun? Between a rock and a hard place? Rock is software turns societies to stone, electrically, and the hard place is the old hardware mechanical industry. Okay, so Bush is the man in the gap, the woman in the gap is between Iraq and a hard place.
I'm totally into it.
Thank you. Okay, can you dig a rock and roll coming up? Here it comes. This is all about eco-fascism. This is how we've destroyed the 6 months of peace we've had, right? We blew it, right?
We're raining all over it.
The peace dividend overwhelmed it. Okay, thank you.
Okay, Bob, thank you for a good show tonight. It was fun. I like the pace. I like the intensity.
It was for you, Mike.
And I guess this is it for a few weeks, huh?
Yeah, I'll be back in 3 weeks, and this show, the intensity, the pleasure of it was your wedding anniversary present from Bob and Connie, okay?
Oh, that's sweet.
To you and your woman.
My name is Michael Dyer. You're listening to CKLN 88.1. Stay tuned for Kent Perry at 2 o'clock with more goodies, no doubt.
Side 2, we got Dr. Beter Part 2 coming up. You got Side 2 on?
Dr. Beter?
No. Yeah, Dr. Beter's coming on with Kent.
Who cares about Dr. Beter?
I know, but we got Side 2 there?
Fuck. I told you never to do that.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I ruined the anniversary present.
There you
I'm
go,
sorry,
sir.
But...
Fuck it. That's it. See you in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Okay. Praise Bob.
There was a tall oak tree that loved the babbling brook, and the babbling brook loved the mountain high, and the mountain high loved the sky above. The Creator looked down and saw everything was love, love, love. Then he took a bone and a piece of mud. He made a man, then a woman, to be flesh and blood. Then along came the devil up out of the ground. Tempted woman, and that spread sin all around, all around, all around. If she'd have left that apple on the apple tree, there'd be no tears and sorrow. We'd live eternally. And then along came man to burn the oak tree down. And now the babbling brook is a solid ground, and the mountain high don't stand so high. And there's a cloud of smoke that covers up the clear blue sky. There was a tall oak tree, there was a tall oak tree, there was a tall oak tree.
FM 108 weather is going to be wet, to say the least. Periods of rain and drizzle. High today around 20, mainly cloudy. Occasional rain and drizzle. Low near 18 tonight, mainly cloudy. Showers, chance of thunderstorms tomorrow, 24 the high.
Committee to clean up the courts, 9800 Oglesby. How are dictators created? Is it just an accident that Iraq has a dictator? Some examples from history. In the early 1920s, to protect financial interests of Great Britain in southern Europe and North Africa, British intelligence created Benito Mussolini. They helped him both financially and with worldwide press publicity praising him. Britain wanted fascism, not a left wing in Italy. The contradictions, naturally, a large number of the British working class died in World War II fighting the Italian strongman. For background, Seldes' book, Sawdust Caesar. Likewise, the U.S. and British ruling class financed and created Adolf Hitler as a buffer against the left wing and the Soviet Union. Among the U.S.-based multinational firms that gave heavy money for Hitler were General Electric, General Motors, and Rockefeller's Standard Oil of New Jersey, now called Exxon. During the Second World War, General Electric's facilities in Nazi Germany were not bombed. So the Nazis had no shortage during the war of electric stuff. Prudential Insurance Company, owned by the British royal family, was in charge of the strategic bombing survey. Certain U.S. political figures helped the Nazis. A close friend and supporter of President Franklin D. Roosevelt was Joseph P. Kennedy. Roosevelt appointed him as ambassador to England. The war started September 1, 1939. Kennedy arranged a crooked deal between the Nazi chemical octopus IG Farben and Standard Oil. The catch is the deal was made 3 weeks after the war started. Kennedy arranged to have it falsely backdated as a peacetime deal to a week before the war. So, all during the war, Rockefeller paid patent royalties to Farben and they to him by way of neutral South American countries. Some details are in the book Crime and Punishment of I.G. Farben by Joseph Borkin. Some savvy folks didn't mind when Kennedy's son as president was murdered by the CIA in Dallas. The treason of General Electric and Rockefeller is documented in the book Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler by Sutton. For 25 years after the war, movie star Ronald Reagan was a spokesman for General Electric, the traitor. In 1980, the major Western oil companies arranged to have Iraq fight their neighbor, Iran. Purpose? To keep up the price of oil. They bombed each other's oil shipping places. Iraq was given some $100 billion of weapons on credit by America. The CIA and British intelligence arranged the rise of dictator Saddam Hussein. Also, Iraq became the second largest buyer in the world of U.S. chickens. The U.S. government agreed to pay if Iraq defaulted, as they have, on paying for the foodstuffs. One of the purposes, by the way, of CIA is to act as policemen in the worldwide oil fields. Other comments by us have detailed the 1980s as a decade of treason by Ronald Reagan and George Bush, such as the treasonous deal Bush made in Paris, October 80, with agents of Ayatollah Khomeini to delay release of the hostages to screw Carter's bid for re-election, such as Bush's complicity in the bombing of two airplanes to murder CIA officials who were about to finger him for treason. If all these phones go dead today, it's just the Secret Service doing their thing, censoring the news. Playing again, is the Continental Bank of Chicago collapsing for the second time? 731-1505.
Okay, hold your applause for 1 second. All right, we can come up and do another encore, provided everybody provides with a liquor law. So pass any glasses that are on the table to the end of the aisle, and Mario will let us do another encore. So just anybody with a glass, don't give the waitress a hard time. Just pass the glasses to the end of the aisle so the busboys and waitresses can get it. And don't say it's the last sip. Okay, and once again, Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention.